Now Iran says nuclear technology has made considerable progress since signing the 2015 nuclear deal.
We are at a considerably more advanced level than the time we signed the nuclear deal. Iran is moving ahead in nuclear activities at a favorable pace.
Kamandi said that Iran will continue its nuclear activities at more advanced levels if remaining signatories to the deal withdraw from the accord. Iran has frequently said it will quit the deal if it fails to serve the country's interests. The U.S. has increased its economic pressure on the Islamic Republic after Washington's withdrawal from the agreement back in May. Joining us out of South Bend, Oregon now is Mr. E. Michael Jones, editor at Culture Wars Online magazine. Hello, sir. It's a pleasure to have you back on the program. Your thoughts, please.
First of all, the sanctions nuclear agreement, the idea that Iran was going to have a nuclear weapon was a fiction that was created by the Mossad. Gareth Porter explained that in his book. There's no shadow of a doubt about that. Okay, now that the United States has reneged on this agreement and piled on sanctions, the question is, how is Iran going to respond? Okay, second thing we have to consider is that sanctions are an act of war. Okay, the war has already started. It's covert warfare using economic means. Okay, the question again is, how is Iran going to respond? In order to have, we have to look at now at the big picture. What we realize now is that there are now 2 billion people in the world who are under sanctions by the United States of America, whose countries are under sanctions, and so on and so forth. This is 1/3 of the world's population. This is a ridiculous situation. It's an intolerable situation. And I think what needs to happen right now is for this group of people to come together with some type of unified response to the economic warfare that the United States is waging on Iran. That should be the background to any type of nuclear decision that's being made right now.
But you know, Washington isn't putting its pressure just on Iran. It's also putting on other signatories to the accord, you know, threatening them with repercussions if they uphold an internationally valid agreement that's supposed to last for another at least 7 to 10 years. So my question to you at this point, does Iran not really have a right at this point to get out of this accord and get back to full or beyond full capacity of its nuclear programs, especially when the European Union has, you know, really provided nothing? It's scrambled to try to salvage the accord. At the best, it's come up with some slapstick proposals that have not satisfied Tehran's interests.
Yes, Iran does have a right. The question is, what is the proper course of action right now? The point here is that Europe at this point cannot make up its mind. Okay, the whole world is united, I think, in the understanding that the United States violated international law and that the rule of law is in many sense up for grabs right now. Do we believe in the rule of law or not? I think all the Europeans would say yes, but at this point I think they're thinking Donald Trump is not going to be there forever. It'll go back to normal after he leaves, and so therefore we're going to hedge our bets. Okay, we don't want to alienate the United States just because of Donald Trump. I think this is a mistake. I think that what we're seeing here is the possibility for a worldwide realignment. I think that Donald Trump, in his way, is going to bring about the end of the American empire. And I think Europe is looking at it from a much too short-sighted perspective. They could unite the Eurasian landmass if they wanted to. If they were far-sighted, this is a type of talk that Heiko Maas is coming up with now. He's debating with the German government right now, do we just consider this a short-term thing with Donald Trump, or do we make long-term plans that are going to include Nord Stream 2 and a kind of secure relationship with Russia that will allow us to have energy and allow them to have technology? I think that's the type of debate that is in the background of and should be inform Iran's decision on how to proceed with the nuclear development.
Thank you for your input there on this bulletin, Mr. E. Michael Jones, out of South Bend, Oregon, editor at Culture Wars Online magazine.